Palestinian media reporting that Israel has imprisoned 23 Palestinian lawmakers in connection with three missing Israeli teens. Ma'an News Agency says most of the lawmakers were arrested during Israeli raids across the West Bank over the past 2 weeks. In total, more than 500 Palestinians have been detained as part of an Israeli search for the missing teenagers. Tel Aviv says the teenagers went missing from the Gush Etzion settlement in the West Bank on June the 12th. In New York City, a large rally took place in front of the Israeli mission to the United Nations. The protesters condemned the Israeli crackdown campaign against Palestinians in the past week. Caleb Maupin tells us more in the following story.
With 1 day's notice, a large crowd of supporters of Palestine assembled across from the Israeli mission in Manhattan. They were very clear as to why they were filled with anger.
Israel has arrested over 500 Palestinians so far, including many people who were released of prison. So, I mean, it also proves that Israel never, ever lives up to its promises. But also the continuing siege, the raids into Palestinian homes, the killing. 5 Palestinians have been martyred and assassinated in the last week. So we are protesting continuing Israeli colonization and occupation of Palestine.
International lawyer Benjamin Dichter says the United States is highly complicit in Israeli atrocities.
We provide enormous amounts of money on an annual basis to Israel to fund their military, which actively carries out the crimes we're seeing in the West Bank and in Gaza.
Those attending the protest found the Zionist social media campaign to be particularly offensive. Protesters pointed out that the social media campaign regarding the three missing Israeli teens overlooks the frequent and continuing crimes of Israel against Palestinian children.
They're trying to fight a propaganda war. Of course, they'll never mention the fact that hundreds of Palestinians have been kidnapped by the Israeli forces or even by settlers themselves during the same time that these three teenagers went missing, one of which, by the way, is of Israeli is of military age. I think the social media is a wonderful thing, but also it's something that can distort reality.
The protesters described Israel's actions against the Palestinians as illegal, immoral, and contrary to basic human decency. Many protesters also expressed frustration with ongoing negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.